Welcome to the Grady's Expert Trivia Challenge. Welcome, and today we welcome James.
I'm back again. Let's see how I fumble again.
And Aviva.
I feel like Charlie Brown doing this.
And Aviva.
Yay! I did really well last time, but I'm nervous now because I feel like that was just the luck of the first time.
All right, as always, to determine who's going to start first, I will pick a number between 0 and 20. Whoever is closest to the pin will get to start off our round. So, right. James, what do you got?
I'll go 2.
Okay, Aviva?
18.
All right, I was going with 16. So, Aviva, we will be starting with you first. Woo. I need you to choose 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Oh, I don't get to pick the category anymore?
Okay. Oh, you will. We're getting
just
there.
Just a little pile. There's piles.
There's piles.
Oh, gotcha. 3.
Okay, 3. All right. You're in pile 3. All right. Now, your categories, Aviva, are pop culture, music, who said or sang that, TV, or movies. What's your choice today?
Oh, my goodness. Do you have a list of, like, what I did last time? Did I do pop culture last time, maybe? Or no, I think I did who said it.
Last time you did who said or sang that.
Am I allowed to stick with that category?
You can do whatever you want.
Oh, man, okay. Let's switch it up. Let's go music.
Okay, we're gonna go with music.
Let's see what happens.
Okay, as always, reminder that it is a timed round, so I will be timing it as well as getting all your right and wrong answers. So I will start the timer as soon as I finish asking the question.
Okay.
All right. Madonna's single "Crazy for You" was written for which movie's soundtrack?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Crap. I'm going to say Desperately Seeking Susan, but I don't think that's correct.
Wrong. It was for Vision Quest.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Which fearsome dudette had a hit with "Slave to the Rhythm"?
Oh, I'm not going to do well today. A fearsome dudette is what you said?
Yes.
Not Janet. Sheila E.? I don't know.
Wrong. That is Grace Jones.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have gotten
Morrissey
that.
Morrissey formed the Smiths in which English city?
I have no idea. I should have stuck with my last category. Liverpool.
Manchester.
Sure.
Okay, which album was "Straight Up" by Paula Abdul featured in?
Crap. I don't know what it was called. Was it called "Forever Your Girl"? Was it?
Yes, it was.
There you go.
Yes, correct. And your last question: Led Zeppelin broke up in the 80s, but in what year?
Oh yeah, I don't know. 86.
Wrong. It was 1980. So you got.
I got one.
You got one right.
That was a bad choice, Aviva.
Minute 13.
Same thing happened to me. I'd picked music last time and it just fell right in my face. I was like, I'm supposed to know Billy Idol's real name. Like, what the hell? What category is this?
Thought it would be easier. Do I get to keep the score from my better round, though? Is that how this one works?
Yes, we'll take the better score at the end of the year. So
it's just another go.
Yes, okay. This is like another entry into the contest.
Excellent. This will not.
You always like hope that it might be better.
This one didn't go so well for me, but it's just another test your knowledge round. It's okay.
Correct.
We learned more. We learned where the skits came from.
Yes, we learned. All right, James, do you want 1, 2, or 4?
I'll do 4, since it's right there.
4. All right. You have a choice between music, TV, who said or sang that, movies, or pop culture.
No, I want to try something different, but I
don't go for music.
I know, but I saw Reynolds, like, he cleaned the house with movies. I was like, damn it, why did I pick movies? I
went
with
music.
I'm going to go with movies. Let's go again.
You're going to go with movies.
Yes.
All right.
You got this, James.
See if I can try and get 5.
And we will start the timer right after I start the first question.
Cool.
Don't interrupt.
All right.
What was the gnarly license plate on the car driven by the Ghostbusters?
Ecto-1.
Correct. Name the hotel in The Shining that had everyone wigging out.
The Overlook.
Correct.
Yes.
What's the name of the pizza place in Do the Right Thing?
Sal's.
Correct. What color eyes must the Sorcerer's future bride have in Big Trouble in
Green.
Little... Okay, yes. In Mystic Pizza, what excellent slogan was on the t-shirt the girls were wearing while working in the restaurant?
Oh, God. I knew it. One in the oven.
No. And we'll stop the clock. It was a slice of heaven.
Oh. I have not seen Mystic Pizza ever.
All right. So that was four right.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Well done.
And 38 seconds.
Yeah, you were quick.
So that was pretty good. Let's see what you had last time. Last time you had...
I still got four right, but it was...
You had four right and 50 seconds, and then two right and 58 seconds.
That music was... The music ones are really hard. Like, the music ones are about, hard. Like, the cities and stuff. You're like, wait a minute. That's not about who sings this song and who sang that song.
No?
That's what I expected. And you're like, wait a minute. How am I supposed to know when Led Zeppelin broke up?
See, now this is the loveliness. Oh, I did say 1980, right?
1980.
Okay. Yeah. 80.
So
I always remember Led Zeppelin. I was like in middle school, and I remember like these rocker kids in like one class were like, "Hey, man, you gonna go to that Led Zeppelin concert?" And I was just all like, "I like Men at Work." And I was like, so I was just all like, "Yeah, I'm going to that Led Zeppelin concert." And then like, they broke up. Like,
trick question. Cool. So you've added more to your entries.
I just couldn't get that fifth one. Stupid Mystic Pizza. I hate Julia Roberts.
Now you're
what in the oven? Don't you think that's way better than
slogan? It is very. It's not a bad slogan. So join us next time when we have two more contestants, or possibly three. I don't know. depends what we're recording. And on the Greaties, on the Greaties Expert Trivia Movie Challenge. No, that doesn't right. That's not right. On the Greaties Expert Trivia Challenge.
Till next time.
I should probably listen to these and see what I wrote down and see what I've been saying this whole time.